The Connecticut Working Families Party announced on Monday that it's endorsing Waterbury High School teacher Johanna Hayes in the race for the 5th Congressional District. That open seat is being vacated by U.S. Representative Elizabeth Esty. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
The Connecticut Working Families Party is making a rare foray into a Democratic Party primary by picking Hayes over the party-endorsed candidate, former Simsbury First Selectman Mary Glassman. Hayes narrowly lost to Glassman at the state Democratic Party convention in May. With the Working Families endorsement, Hayes can now expect that if she wins the August 14th Democratic Party primary, her name would then appear on two lines on the ballot in the November general election. That would be the Democratic Party line and the Working Families line. The Working Families Party is a union-backed organization that usually endorses Democrats in the general election if it's not running its own candidate. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
In other endorsements announced on Monday in the Connecticut gubernatorial race, Republican former Trumbull First Selectman Tim Herbst picked up support from the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. That's the state's largest gun owners association. Also, Democratic Greenwich businessman Ned Lamont received the endorsement of fellow Democrat, Connecticut First District Congressman John Larson.